Test 76, Section 3, Question 24. With this one, we're looking for an assumption in the professor's argument. And if we look at this one, the conclusion of the argument is that designing introductory science courses to serve as proving grounds has not served its intended purpose. Obviously, we have to know what the intended purpose is, and when we go back up, we see that. So it's the passage starts off and says, many of these courses are intended to be proving grounds, that is, designed to be so demanding that only students most committed to being science majors will receive passing grades. So, since the conclusion is that it's not achieving its intended purpose, that means it's not being so difficult that, or so demanding, that only those committed to being science majors will get grades. It says, however, and the evidence for that is that the study shows some of the students in these very demanding courses who are at least enthusiastic receive passing grades in these courses. Science. Now, the thing that we have here is just a change in terminology, and we see this very regularly, that the evidence talks about the enthusiasm for science that these students have, whereas the conclusion is about those who are committed to being science majors. And it could be that people are committed to being science majors even if they aren't enthusiastic about science. So they've changed the terminology a little bit there from enthusiasm about science to committed to being science majors. So what we have to assume is that there's some link there. That is to say, we have to assume that those people who are committed to being science majors are also linked to those who are enthusiastic. So now we look at our answer choices. If some of the students who are most enthusiastic about science do not receive passing grades, these courses do, then designing these has been unsuccessful. It's not about the students who are enthusiastic and don't pass. It's about those who are not enthusiastic but do. C, some of the students in the very demanding introductory science courses who are most enthusiastic, science departments need to do a way to ensure that only those students, we don't really have to assume anything about what the science departments do or don't need. It's just about whether enthusiasm correlates with the commitment to major in science. Then C, some of the students in the very demanding introductory science courses who are most enthusiastic about science do not receive passing grades. Now, here again, we don't actually care about them because they're not the group that we're concerned about. We're concerned about those who do receive passing grades. None of the students in the very demanding courses who are least enthusiastic about science are among those students most committed to being science majors. Well, that gives us our link. It's talking about the people who are enthusiastic, or who are not enthusiastic, I should say, but might be committed to science. And then introductory science courses should not continue to be designed as proving grounds if it hasn't. That's projecting beyond the scope of this argument. This is just saying whether or not it met its purpose, not whether or not it should continue to be used. And so D is the one that links that up. And the way that that this becomes an assumption, and again, we can flip it around and see if it, what happens when we make D false. If some of the students who are least enthusiastic are committed to being science majors, well, then all of a sudden, this argument kind of fails, because then we know that those students could very well be the ones who are committed, even if they're not enthusiastic, and therefore the sort of weed out classes or proving ground classes are in fact serving their purpose. And so that would be our correct answer. We'll take that and go.